Blog Talk Radio.
Because in a city this way, true modern. Check this in this.
There comes a time when we heed a certain call, when the world must come together as one. There are people dying. Oh, it's time to lend a hand to life, the greatest gift of all. We can't go on pretending day by day that the world somewhere will soon make a change. We all are part of God's great big family. And the truth, you know, love is all we need.
Well,
send them your heart, so they know that someone cares, and their heart will be stronger and free.
God
has shown us by turning stone to bread, and so we all must lend a helping hand. We are the world. We are the children. We are the ones to make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
Oh,
let's join for making. We'll save our own lives. If do we make a better day, just you and me.
We're
done and out.
But if you just believe, no way we can fall.
Well, let us realize, oh, that a change can only come when we
stand together as one.
Hey,
we are the world. We are the children. We are the ones who make a brighter day. So let's start giving.
We make a better day.
Thanks, sir.
Yes.
After developing story, a staff member at Theodore Roosevelt High School caught on camera in a physical altercation with a teenage student. Now an investigation is underway.
WGN's Brona Tumulty is outside the school with the latest on a story you saw first here on WGN.
We're praying for the people down in Dallas, down in Nashville, Tennessee. God bless you. Things are working. Things are open up.
Cameras were rolling Monday morning inside the lunchroom at Theodore Roosevelt High School.
Those in Memphis were playing. That family.
As others gathered around, yelled for it all to stop. Seattle has been seen pulling the teen up right in the exit through his side door, where the incident allegedly continues. A second video captured outside shows the student hunkered down on the ground, with the adult standing over him. All of this, we're told, leaving his 14-year-old with cuts and bruises. That student, we're told, is saying on social media that he'd been asked to leave the lunchroom, but that the staff member got upset after he reached for his book bag. According to the teen, he was then slammed to the ground, and when he tried to get up, that member of staff started choking him. We raised the issue of this incident yesterday with CPS, and today a letter was sent to parents, saying in part that an investigation has been initiated by the Office of Student Protections and Title IX. With respect to the staff member involved, that letter goes on to say, this individual has been removed during the course of the investigation, and also adds that the family of the impacted student has been notified and supports are available to the student. Now, according to that letter sent out today, the outcome of that OSP investigation will determine whether that staff member may or may not, for now, rely on other care from some of the WGNs.
Thank you, Brona. Two state troopers have been hurt following an attempted traffic stop on the Dan Ryan near 47th Street. State police say the driver was suspected in a carjacking, swerved at troopers. They were not struck directly, but state police said they were injured. The extent of their injuries, not totally clear. We're also awaiting word on possible charges.
Developing tonight, a former Chicago police officer charged, accused of running a decade-long fraud against the city.
WGN's Andrea Medina is at 26 in California with the details.
The former officer is facing multiple felony charges. He's accused of lying to get out of paying over a decade's worth of parking tickets. On Tuesday, the city's Office of Inspector General, OIG, announced their former Chicago police officer, 56-year-old Jeffrey Cribb, was charged with 4 counts of perjury and 5 counts of forgery. The OIG was contacted last year about a possible fake parking ticket that was connected to Cribb. According to court documents, an investigation revealed that between 2009 and 2022, Chris successfully disputed numerous parking tickets and moving violations by providing fraudulent documents as evidence and or making false statements at an in-person City of Chicago administrative hearing while under oath. Alleged he was able to resolve 44 different tickets that totaled to $3,665 by falsely claiming his girlfriend had stolen his car and was the one driving when it got busted. Documents go on to say that Cribb also presented fake police reports in court by using an imaginary officer's name and star number. Court documents reveal he was working as a CPD officer at the time of the alleged offenses. Cribb was on the force for almost 27 years. He retired this year on January 20th, but he was relieved of his police powers on January 10th. According to the Chicago Tribune, Cribb appeared in court and was released on his own recognizance.
What's going on in Memphis?
We reached out to the FOP president for comment, but we have not heard back. Cribb is due back in court on February 23rd. Reporting from 26 in California, Andrea Medina, WGN News.
Chicago police are investigating a disturbing discovery on the northwest side. An elderly woman found dead in a freezer. WGN's Alyssa Donovan reports now from Portage Park.
I know her for a long time.
Danny Flores is friends with the woman who owns this apartment building in the 5500 block of West Melrose Street. She's shocked to hear a body was found on the property. Chicago police were seen hauling a large freezer from a garage in the alleyway late Monday. CPD, 6-year-old woman inside.
I was shocked. I don't know what to say.
A man who lives in the basement unit of the building did not want to show his face on camera, but says the owner lived on the first floor with her sick and elderly mother.
That elderly woman had not been seen for quite some time.
When we moved in, she used to sit in the back, just in the front. Yeah, from one day to another, we stopped seeing her.
Last time we saw her was around like 3 or 4 years ago.
Neighbors say the owner of the building started collecting items and trash and putting them out front a few years ago. About the same time, they stopped seeing her mom around.
She collects a bunch of random stuff for some reason. I don't know why. Like, she's considered like donated, but like, she never does. It's just there sitting around.
And whenever residents would ask the owner how her mother was doing, she would give different answers or change the subject.
She was in the nursery place. This is where the old people live.
She used to say, oh, she's sleeping. Right now she's sleeping. But we never knew what was going on.
People who live in the building say the owner is the only one that had access to the garage. As of now, no charges have been filed in this case, and police tell us that detectives are continuing to conduct interviews surrounding this death investigation.
Connection with an attempted abduction in North Suburban Glenview. Girl telling police the man grabbed her after she got off the school bus yesterday afternoon. It was near Milwaukee in Kennecott Lane. Police say the girl defended herself by hitting the man, and he then ran to an SUV. Police say the suspect wearing yellow pants and a white beanie. No word yet on any charges, and the girl not physically hurt.
The accused Highland Park Parade shooting suspect appeared in court today, accused of killing 7 people and wounding 48 others during the 4th of July parade.
One of those people who witnessed the shooting also showed up at the courthouse. WGN's Julian Cruz reports.
Good evening. Prosecutors tendering more than 10,000 written pages of discovery to the court and to Bobby Cremo III's attorneys. No video or audio evidence included or medical records, just to give you an idea of the enormous volume of potential evidence surrounding this horrific shooting.
I don't know if we'll ever be ready to fully face everything that happened that day.
4th of July survivor Ashby Beasley attending today's status hearing in Waukegan. Bob Cremo Jr. facing his own reckless conduct charges, here to support son Bobby Cremo III, accused of carrying out the 4th of July assault on Highland Park parade goers. The backdrop to today's criminal proceeding, the contentious issue of gun control.
It feels like Washington, D.C. is starting to realize that. They're getting ready to act.
Beasley and others in Highland Park successfully pushing for an assault weapons ban in Illinois, preventing the sale of high-capacity magazines and switches, the legislation currently blocked by a downstate judge pending a court challenge. But watching today's hearing, Beasley says that something has to be done.
People are tired of living in fear of being shot in grocery stores and schools and parades.
With a mountain of discovery still to be processed, one thing appears to be clear, that Robert Cremo III will not be going to trial before the year is over. At the Lake County Courthouse, Julian Cruz, WGN News.
Cook County State's Attorney Kim Fox made it official today, formally dismissing in court all pending charges of sex abuse and assault against former R&B star R. Kelly. Announcing her decision yesterday, she says it's because Kelly's already facing decades in prison on separate federal convictions in Chicago and New York. Kelly's expected in federal court in Chicago later this month to be sentenced for sexually abusing 3 girls and the production of child porn. A woman who says she was a victim of Kelly's says she's disappointed by the decision by Kim Fox. Lenita Carter saying in a statement she spent 20 years hoping for justice. Today she says, quote, all hope of justice.
Tonight, a Crystal Lake couple facing several charges tonight related to guns, drugs, and child pornography. According to the Northwest Herald, Christopher Hopp and Corinne Breshevich were arrested on child pornography charges, along with illegal gun possession and a drug-growing operation. Police say Hopp filmed a juvenile girl while she was undressed in their bathroom. The couple was also growing mushrooms in the basement of their home, police say. Both suspects were released on bond this morning. The junior football team that Hopp formerly coached says none of the players were put in any danger while participating in the Lake in the Hills Eagles football activities. I was expected back in court in March. Breshevich is set to appear next month.
The WGN investigates follow-up tonight, weeks after reports of closures and delays at a key office of the Chicago Police Department. Do the problems continue?
We told you about the lack of manpower at the criminal registrations unit on the south side, but now we're beginning to see the impact. Investigative reporter Lourdes Duarte has the story.
we started looking into this in late November after reports that people were waiting outside a CPD office for hours to simply comply with the law requiring that they register and check in with police. It's the only office in the city handling those registrations, making it even more difficult for people. Tonight, a look at what happened to one man who showed up but was let down. On a cold day outside 93rd and Cottage Grove, it's a waiting game that has everybody losing.
Each time they tell me to come back, and gotta wait. Frustrating. I came here yesterday, day before they say you come back.
48-year-old Kenneth Baker has a record with police, arrested before for sex offenses and several times for failing to register with authorities. But on this day, he was trying to comply with state-mandated requirements. We'll get back to him in a minute. But first, you need to understand why this Southside building is getting so much attention lately.
Something I will take up with the superintendent, and I deal with that to make sure that they're able to comply with the law, and that we're doing what we need to do to make sure that they have the ability to register.
This is the Chicago Police Department's Criminal Registrations Unit. What does that mean? Well, it's the place that keeps and updates addresses, contact information for primarily sex offenders, but anyone convicted of gun crimes, arson, or juvenile crimes. Lately, it's been running understaffed. In fact, on the day we were there, this was a sign posted on the door. It's a manpower issue. They were closed.
Right now, the state of criminal registration, CPD is not doing their part to let the registrants follow the law.
Patricia Casey used to run the unit. She's a retired commander now, but has been hearing the complaints.
They are short-staffed right now. They're down approximately half the number of persons several years ago, and registration is growing.
When we asked, CPD couldn't provide us with data on how many people the unit has turned away or how far behind they are on registration. But the department acknowledged that it is an issue. As a whole, CPD continues to struggle with a decline in officers. Just follow the numbers. 2018, CPD had 13,242 sworn department members. By 2022, there were 11,630, down nearly 2,000 members. As CPD investigates crimes, Casey says that particular unit becomes instrumental in helping police keep tabs on people who could pose a danger, since recidivism rates nationwide, according to the federal government, top 68% within 3 years of release.
If you have persons being turned away, that's problematic. I worry that registrants are going to say, I've had enough, and they're not going to comply with the law.
Not everyone agrees with that assessment. Adele Nicholas with Illinois Voices for Reform argues the registries need to be readdressed.
I would be very hard-pressed to come up with an example where the registry actually was used to investigate or solve a crime.
There is a push to either reduce or eliminate them, but unless that happens, Kenneth Baker has to abide by that, which brings us to his story.
I'm trying to make a living for myself. You know, I keep coming back and forth.
3 days after our cameras found him waiting in line outside the CPD unit, Baker was stopped by police for riding his bike on the sidewalk outside his Southside home. He was arrested for violating the sex offender registration, the same registration he was trying to update but couldn't because the office was closed.
It's so unjust. People are oftentimes making choices between keeping their jobs or waiting in line all day to fill out the piece of paper. I'm sure that Mr. Baker's out of
law. And Kenneth Baker is due back in court in mid-February. We have informed the public defender's office about our video showing him waiting in line. Meanwhile, the Chicago Police Department says it is still in the process of strengthening the criminal registrations unit. I'm Lourdes Duarte for WGN Investigate.
The cloudiest January on record calls on a sunny but frigid note.
Weird, right? Tom Skilling is tracking a brief warm-up in the days ahead. But then Laura Artigari is back with the forecast at 9:30.
Also had loved ones preparing to say their final goodbyes to Tyree Nichols. Funeral services tomorrow. The latest on the investigation into his death next.
And later, what Aurora police are saying tonight after a car plunged into an icy pond this morning. That's ahead at 9:45.
Thursday, children,
bused from the Texas border and placed into local schools by the hundreds. Florida Story gets down on their level.
It has been a little stressful.
And looks at who's sharing the cost. WGN investigates Thursday at 9. Elect Willie Wilson for mayor of Chicago. Crime is out of control. Parents are frightened for their children. Downtown and our neighborhoods are at risk. Even gas stations are targeted. We will fight back to protect our community. Elect Willie Wilson for mayor.
At Thrivent, we believe finding financial clarity frees you to pursue your passions. And with the right financial strategy, you can help others pursue their passions too. See how your money can do more. Visit thrivent.com.
Get beautiful new floors with Luna's 70% off sale. That's carpet, laminate, and even hardwood, 70% off. Reserve your free in-home appointment at luna.com or call
773-212-LUNA. It's Window Nation Home Show Savings Event. With inflation up, these once-in-a-year savings couldn't come at a better time. Buy two windows, get two windows free. And 0% financing for 60 months. Call today or go to windownation.com/homeshow. I don't think the heat's working.
No heat?
I'll call ABC.
That's done.
If your furnace isn't working right, it's time to call the heating experts at ABC. Schedule your furnace check for only $29. That's right, just $29 to pinpoint any issue your system is having, so you can stay warm and cozy all winter long. For all your service and installation needs, trust ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, and consider it done. The story of the superstation.
A lot of companies.
How WGN brought Chicago to the world.
The whole thing went into the stratosphere.
With a little help from some familiar faces.
Watch the balls, WGN.
WGN at 75, Thursday at 9. Elect Willie Wilson for mayor of Chicago. Increasing the police force. Putting armed officers on the CTA. Ensuring the police can lawfully chase criminals without prosecution. Take the handcuffs off the police and put them on the criminals. Elect Willie Wilson for mayor. Black History Month. How it got its start right here in Chicago.
This was considered a safe space.
And those keeping it alive today. Wednesday on WGN News at 9. Sponsored by ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric. This is Chicago's very own WGN News at 9. The funeral for Tyre Nichols will be held in Memphis tomorrow.
Family members, civil rights leaders, and Vice President Kamala Harris all expected to attend the services. Nichols beaten and killed by now former Memphis police officers. WGN's Shannon Halligan joins us from the newsroom with the latest. Shannon?
Yeah, loved ones of Tyre Nichols gathered in Memphis tonight ahead of the funeral. They joined Reverend Al Sharpton at the historic Mason Temple where Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. delivered his final speech.
Funeral preparations are underway at the church where 29-year-old Tyre Nichols will be laid to rest. The senior pastor who will preside over the service told WREG, the Nichols family wants people to remember more than just the brutality of how he died at the hands of police.
We want to allow the nation to see what a beautiful soul this was that we lost so tragically. And so we hope that the service will reflect much of what the family has requested, from African drumming to upbeat musical selections that will hopefully be a healing balm.
The church is expected to be at capacity as people remember the father who, those close to him said, loved his family, skateboarding, and photography. Police body camera video shows Memphis Police Department officers use a stun gun, a baton, and their fists as they pummeled Nichols during the January traffic stop. So far, five Memphis police officers have been fired and charged with second-degree murder and other offenses. Three emergency responders were fired in connection with Nichols' death. Reverend Al Sharpton will give the eulogy at the funeral. The Nichols family attorney, Ben Crump, is expected to speak immediately after. Family members of others who died at the hands of police are also planning to be in attendance.
They've been seeking ways to highlight some of the precious memories they've shared with Tyre in life so that people can get a chance to see more than the disturbing video.
At a news conference tonight, family members of Tyre Nichols vowed to get justice. His brother said Tyre was the most peaceful person who ever lived.
He's never lifted a finger to nobody. Never raised his voice to nobody. If my brother was here today and he had to say something, he would tell us to do this peacefully.
The brutal beating and death of Kyrie has sparked a renewed push for police reform. Reverend Al Sharpton said the funeral tomorrow will be about remembering Kyrie and for seeking justice. Services are set to begin at 10:30 Central Time tomorrow. Live in the newsroom, Shannon Halligan, WGN News.
Thank you, Shannon. Today's frigid temperatures will be followed with a brief warm-up.
Another Arctic blast right around the corner. Tom is back with a complete forecast.
Unspoiled. Uncrowded. Unpretentious. From Bahia Honda State Park to Stock Island, you'll find everything you've been looking for in Big Pine Key and Florida's Lower Keys. Get fast relief for your worst allergy symptoms, including nasal congestion with powerful Claritin G, so you can breathe better. Feel the clarity and make today the most wonderful time of the year. Claritin D.
7-day-old tuna casserole.
How'd you know that?
Either my nose is strong. You need Hefty Ultra Strong. It has Arm & Hammer, continuous odor control.
Hefty.
Oh, and Toby needs a bath.
Stay one step ahead of Stinky. What's the number one retirement mistake that could cost you tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of dollars? Hi. I'm Anthony Pellegrino of Goldstone Financial Group right here in Chicago. Could you be on the verge of making an irreversible retirement mistake and not even know it? Learn how you could avoid this with our Goldstone Retirement Quiz. Now, this simple online quiz could help you identify the critical financial mistakes before you retire. Take the quiz now at goldstonequiz.com. When you answer a few simple questions, you'll discover if you're on the right track or an irreversible mistake. Take the quiz now at goldstonequiz.com.
Goldstone Financial Group has been featured in Forbes and the Wall Street Journal. Take the retirement quiz now at goldstonequiz.com.
Julie Garcia called him up to crypto crooks, indicted politicians, and now his name has surfaced in the Madigan Combat Federal Corruption Investigation. He takes us back to the bad old days, a rigged system that only works for the connected and the corrupt. Mayor Lightfoot's picking on the rigged, corrupt system. She's spending more on public safety than any mayor ever, making housing affordable and putting billions into long-neglected neighborhoods. Mayor Lightfoot's delivering, so we never go back.
Local schools and the influx of migrant kids. WGN investigates Thursday at 9.
Oh, yeah. One of your specials, my man.
There you go, princess.
We were there. When you explored questionable street names.
Maybe read the reviews next time?
We were there for that. And we're here for everything else. Here it's personal, because we get to know you.
Tennis or adventure. Wars into Chicago.
The Sea Rift. Great Deer Velociraptor. And more. Dinosaur-themed activities. And a baby dinosaur meet and greet. This weekend only. Download East Stevens Convention Center. DinosaurAdventure.com.
Thomas here as we end January and go into a cold spell a little bit.
Yeah, well, you know, we're going to warm up a little tomorrow and Thursday, see another hit of Arctic air later in the week.
And go ahead.
There's quite a warm-up coming into the area. Boy, it wasn't warm this morning, guys. This is what the city skyline looked like. Vapor coming out of all the chimneys. You know it's cold air. And this is the view of the downtown area from the Edgewater neighborhood. And look at the ice starting to form along the lake. We got a quadrupling of the amount of ice on Lake Michigan in just the last 10 days. And it's interesting. It takes cold winter like this to do that. And yet, this is kind of interesting. As we look at time-lapse, at least we got the sun out. Problem is, we lost about 20 or 30 degrees on the temperature column. I was talking to Mike about that. She said she'll take the clouds rather than the cold. What's interesting is we closed the books on January and also the first two-thirds of winter, and it's actually been much warmer than normal. January will finish about 7.2 degrees above normal, the current cold spell notwithstanding. And December and January will run about 3 degrees above normal. That makes January among the mildest 7% of the 152 we have on the books. Ranks number 10 warmest of the last 152. And the winter so far is among the mildest 16%, despite this cold and the cold that we had back in December, because 75% of the days have been above normal. Look at the cold this morning, though. Went down to 1 below at O'Hare, 3 at Midway, and you got into the serious sub-zero territory out to the west of us. Some of the suburban temps included 14 below this morning at McHenry and Genoa, Wonder Lake at 12 below, Woodstock at 11 below. These areas all have about 6 to 9 inches of snow on the ground, much more than is occurring elsewhere around the area. And tonight, you can see the cold air. It's made an incursion all the way into Texas. There's a terrible ice storm going from Texas northeastward into the Ohio Valley, right along the southern jet stream that's been suppressed to the south of us, but just keeps the moisture coming out as freezing rain all the way from Dallas-Fort Worth up into Tennessee and Arkansas and Kentucky. A lot of traffic accidents, a real mess down there. We, on the other hand, are cold but dry. It's 5 above right now, and you can see the current thermometer readings all through the Midwest, with wind chills sub-zero from our area right up into Canada and north to the Arctic Circle. So we are firmly in Arctic air with 5 right now. Dew point of minus 6 means the air is really dry. This is of Arctic origin, and the wind chill is 4 below. High today was 12 above. Minus 1 was the low. This time for the third coldest day of the winter so far. 12 to 14 mile per hour winds, but glorious sunshine. 97% of our possible sun. Even though when we close the books on January, it goes down as the cloudiest since we kept peak sunshine records started back in 1894, 129 years ago. There's been no January cloudier. It was the cloudiest January on the team 98, which had been the previous cloudiest. And it's the second cloudiest month of any time of the year here in Chicago. So if you're of the impression that this has been a cloudy month, you are right on. Look at the temperature approaching 10 below at Rochelle at this hour. It's sub-zero at Harvard, at Sugar Grove, at Union. We're just above zero right now, up to 10 degrees at Michigan City and single digits around the rest of the area. Here's a map of the current thermometer readings. And winds, they're light where they're blowing, but enough to drop the wind chills sub-zero across the area. Well, here's this ice storm and this mess going on from Texas northeastward. It runs up here into western Tennessee, northern sections of Mississippi, back into Arkansas and Texas. As you can see right there, this is a multi-day storm, and it's showing signs of continuing to produce freezing precip. But our cold air is holding that weather system at bay. The icons here are for ice, as you see. So that's the area being affected by the inclement weather. In our area, it's dry. No ice here, but a cold night and a sunny day tomorrow with some clouds later in the day. The chill will ease a bit, and there'll be a lot of sunshine till that little cloud patch comes in later in the day. We do have one more shot of cold air. That comes in and drops the high temperature from tomorrow's 20s and the low 30s for a brief period on Thursday, down to 15 on Friday, and then the big warm-up begins. And you can see that on Saturday and Sunday, we go above freezing, and that's the beginning of an above-normal temperature regime that will last through this weekend, next week, and apparently the following weekend. Here's the high pressure with the ice storm to the south. Its backside southwest winds are what warm us up a bit tomorrow. But then this cold front comes crashing southward, and this could turn on some lake snow in northern Indiana as these strong winds shown here on Friday morning blow into the area with one more shot of cold weather, as we say. The little buckle in the jet brings that in, and then the jet stream becomes westerly, and this bathes the country in above normal temperatures once again. Look how the readings go above normal from Sunday forward, and you see that in the 6 to 10-day outlook that takes us from Tuesday through the following Monday. Above normal over most of the country east of the Rockies. Same thing in the 8 to 14-day period, above normal temperatures as well. So we're going to get out of this, another one of these cold spells that hits for about a week and then gives rise to milder Pacific air, kind of a thermal whiplash that we're going through this winter. Well, tonight, clear and cold with temperatures down to 5 below here, 5 to 10 below inland. It means the readings aren't going to move a lot lower in the city. They'll just kind of hang here, and it's pretty unpleasant with west-southwest winds dropping wind chills. Sunny tomorrow, breezy, not as cold. We had a 12 today. We'll have 27 tomorrow. There'll be some clouds later in the day with a south-southwest wind at 10 to 22. Then tomorrow night, the clouds scatter, not as cold, low 17. That's warmer tomorrow night for a low than our high was today. And partly sunny, windy by afternoon on Thursday. That's a cold front going through. It will temporarily hit 31 and start falling later in the day. And it will be downright cold again by Friday morning through the day when 15 will occur. But the winds come in, and that's Pacific air they deliver Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. We'll get some Gulf moisture. It could rain or snow on us in the form of showers on Tuesday next week. No blizzards here, no ice storms in sight, so at least we're missing that. And I'm sorry, I'll take your request for clouds rather than cold seriously.
Okay.
Can't keep everybody happy. See you later, guys.
They come out, the Bulls trying to follow past the Clippers in a tight game tonight at UC. Jared Payton is next with that in sports.
Auto, truck, or any injury accident, call 312-6MILLION. Injury law made personal, that's ancient law.
Crime in Chicago is out of control, and if you've had enough, you have a choice.
I'm Paul Ballas. I'll put more police officers on our streets, platforms, and the L, and confront the violence threatening our communities. We can't turn Chicago around until we are safe to walk our streets. Protecting you has to be the mayor's top priority. And on my watch, it will be.
Paul Ballas, crime and your safety is his top priority.
Moderate to severe eczema still disrupts my skin. Despite treatment, it disrupts my skin with itch. It disrupts my skin with rash. But now, I can disrupt eczema with Rinvoq. Rinvoq is not a steroid, topical, or injection. It's one pill once a day that's effective without topical steroids. Many taking Rinvoq saw clear or almost clear skin, while some saw up to 100% clear skin. Plus, they felt fast itch relief, some as early as 2 days. That's Rinvoq relief.
Rinvoq can lower your ability to fight infections, including TB, serious infections and blood clots, some fatal, cancers, including lymphoma and skin cancer, death, heart attack, stroke, and tears in the stomach or intestines occurred. People 50 and older with at least one heart disease risk factor have higher risks. Don't take if allergic to Rinvoq, as serious reactions can occur. Tell your doctor if you are or may become pregnant.
Disrupt the itch and rash of eczema. Talk to your doctor about Rinvoq.
Learn how AbbVie can help you save.
Have you been looking for that perfect used car? You'll find it at Patrick. Choose from over 400 affordable and luxury vehicles to fit your budget. All available for immediate delivery. Save the time and hassle of researching used cars and count on the Patrick Promise for an exceptional car buying experience. Better savings, better selection. It's a Patrick thing. Visit PatrickCars.com or visit a showroom today.
Taking care of you every day. That's the Patrick Promise.
What does it take to work in one of the world's best pediatric heart centers? It takes a commitment to research and a tireless pursuit of better therapies. It's knowing how to care for kids with the most complex heart conditions. And it's dressing up to deliver the news. We found one for you.
I'm getting a new heart.
Ranked the number one children's hospital in Illinois for a reason.
The story of the superstation, WGN at 75 Thursday.
Now, sports from the AT&T Sports Desk.
Here's Jared now. Bulls hoping they can find a way. I feel like every single night it's something different with this ball club.
Did you find the answer yet?
No. If I did, I would be having my money in Vegas on one of those apps, but it's not happening. February 9th is the NBA trade deadline, and the Bulls need to start trending in the right direction, or pieces of the roster could be moved. Billy Donovan and his squad starting up a four-game homestand tonight, tipping off with the Clippers. Benny the Bull celebrating the year of the Rabbit. He was celebrating this in the third. Bulls up one. Patrick Williams gets the ball in the corner, pump fakes, and then, oh my goodness, take off and lift off. Bulls go up three. 7 minutes left in the quarter. Then in the fourth, Clippers down up by one. And then, you see Kawhi Leonard knocking down the three ball right there. That made it 104-100 L.A. Down three on the inbound.
Bull with a cough off the ball. Tough night for them as they lose this one 108-103 final. The Illini host Nebraska tonight, and Brad Underwood having a moment alone before the game. The game was tied at 50 in the second, and then off the turnover. Sincere Harris on the run, passes to Terrence Shannon Jr., who was in the giving mood. He shares it back for the dunk. Illini go up 2. Later, the Illini up 7. Coleman Hawkins all by himself in the corner gets the pass, gets the easy layup to go. The Illini outscore the Cornhuskers 34-19 in the second half, and they go on to win this one 72-56. DePaul hosting 24-ranked UConn this evening. DePaul was behind big in this one. Spahn Johnson, though, finding ways to get to the basket and kicks it to go with a tough shot. Gets DePaul within single digits with that bucket. DePaul, they ran out of gas, though. Off the turnover, UConn on the break, and Jordan Hawkins gets to the basket. He gets it to go. UConn wins big, 90-76. DePaul is now 9-14 on the season. And after losing Candace Parker this past weekend, the Sky will be losing another staple of the franchise. Courtney Vandersloot announced via her social media that she will not be re-signing with the Sky after spending the last 12 seasons with the team. Vandersloot said that it's time for her to pursue a new beginning. She was drafted third overall in 2011, and in that time frame, she became the WNBA's third overall assist leader. Now all eyes will be on her wife, Allie Quigley, who is reportedly waiting for her to make her decision. She can decide her future of what she's going. And today, some NFL head coaching vacancies were filled. Houston Texans have hired D'Amico Ryans as the new head coach. Sean Payton is reportedly headed to Denver to be the new head coach for the Broncos. They will have to send a first-round pick this year and a second-rounder next year to the Saints and the Broncos. They get Payton and a future third-round pick. And tonight, we continue our WGN 75th anniversary segments with a look back at the magical season of 1985 and the Bears. Former Bears safety Gary Fentick sat down with me to talk about the tough years that the Bears had in the 70s and how they used a defeat in the 1984 season to capture one of the best years in NFL history. You can see that full interview tonight right here at WGN 1030. On GM Sports.
Oh, we can't see anything now?
I'm trying to piggyback off of you guys to get some more ratings later on.
Goodness gracious.
It was cool seeing Gary Fentick in the hallway.
Yeah.
So, and homeless advocates share their concerns about the city's plans to clear out an encampment on the west side amid this bitter cold. WGN's Christine Flores has their plea for a better solution next.
And new legal developments in the deadly shooting on Alec Baldwin's movie set. Charges formally filed against Baldwin today. Details ahead on the WGN News at 10.
People's Fork in winter's grip. Shaped by the bitter Chicago cold. We travel the world studying Mother Nature to help bridge those at home from her fury. Football blizzard conditions are in progress. For 43 years, he's kept watch over Chicago. And this winter, he'll be there for you again. He doesn't wear a cape.
No, but I do wear a very heavy coat. It's cold.
His name is Tom, and with you, you can find him weeknights in the WGN Weather Center. The Weathermobile.
This is Steve and Samantha Mullman. After a car accident, they know what matters. They'll take on big insurance to get you paid. This is Steve's third cup of coffee. Those insurance companies are about to have a very bad day. This is Mullman Law. We know what matters most.
Tennis or adventure roars into Chicago. The B&T Rift, Triceratops, Velociraptor, and more. Plus tennis or themed activities. And a baby dinosaur meet and greet. This weekend only. Donald E. Stevens Convention Center. DinosaurAdventure.com.
Wouldn't it be great if everything could be fast and easy? Well, nothing's easier than saving money with insurance on the spot. Get your free auto insurance quote in just 2 minutes. Insure on the Spot offers quality coverage for everyone, with rates as low as $49 a month. So what are you waiting for? Call Chicagoland's number one auto insurance agency today. That's 773-202-5060 or visit insureonthespot.com.
To be positioned for the future, companies are ready to implement energy-efficient opportunities to improve workplace comfort. That's why businesses throughout Northern Illinois are partnering with the ComEd Energy Efficiency Program to find up to 35% in energy savings. Because at ComEd, we're not just powering for the now, we're powering your business for what's ahead.
It's Window Nation's home show savings event. Time for us to help you increase equity in your biggest asset, your home. With inflation up, materials and energy costs on the rise, these once-in-a-year savings couldn't come at a better time. Get 0% interest for 60 months. Plus, get two windows for every two you buy. Save big on your energy bills. Increase your home's value, all without having to leave your home. We're bringing the home show savings to you. Call today or go online to windownation.com/home show. We have a leak.
A leak? It's going to be everywhere.
Could I just call ABC?
Well, done.
Whether you need a reliable and professional plumber, a sewer technician who can tackle tough jobs, a heating expert to work on your furnace, or an electrician that can handle anything, call ABC. Join the hundreds of thousands of satisfied customers who've experienced our five-star service. Trust ABC Plumbing, Sewer, Heating, Cooling, and Electric, and consider it done.
Tonight on GN Sports, Northwestern and Illinois are in action, plus remembering the amazing defense of the Super Bowl Bears as part of our WGN 75th anniversary. Tonight, 10:30 on GN Sports.
This is Chicago's very own WGN News at 9.
The Aurora Police Department has identified the driver who died after his car plunged into an icy pond overnight. Police say 23-year-old Michael Latham of Aurora apparently lost control of his vehicle before it crashed into the pond at South Eola Road and Autumn Grove Circle. Police got to the scene. The car was upside down and partially submerged. The police chief praised the five officers who tried to save that driver. Some of them jumped into that water, even though the water temperature was about 5 degrees below zero.
We all know how cold it was out there. They went way above beyond the call of duty. But that's the type of officers that we have. Not the first time officers are dove into frozen waters. And I just take my hat off to them for disregarding their own safety in order to save one of our residents, in order to try to save one of our residents.
And the officers were treated at the scene. Police continue to investigate the cause. The Kane County Coroner's Office will conduct an autopsy to determine the cause of death.
Bitter cold day, homeless advocates are worried about the city's plans to clear out a small encampment under a viaduct on the west side. They're also pushing what they see as a solution to helping end homelessness. WGN's Christine Flores reports from Humboldt Park.
Organizers of today's event said that they are raising concern over the removal notice that was given by the city to the tenants that are living under this viaduct. They used today's temperature as an example as to why they shouldn't be removed. We can no longer accept that we can lose our brothers and sisters to sub-zero weather. Community organizer Jesse Fuentes is talking about people like Angel. He is one of three people who are living under the viaduct and who received a removal notice from the city.
And when he was told by the police that he had to move his items, when he was told by city officials that he had to move his items, he got so upset and so distraught that he destroyed his
house. Angel declined to make a comment at the mic, but mentioned in Spanish that he has been living under the viaduct for the past 3 months, adding that it's a godsend for him to be able to live under here.
Destroying people's housing, the little housing that they have, these tents that they have, that is not a solution to homelessness. And so consistently we have said as a community, residents, neighbors, community organizations, consistently we have come together and said, give them a home or leave them alone.
Organizers say there are more than 65,000 people in the city living without a home, and that's why they're pushing support for the Bring Chicago Home Ordinance. It would increase the city transfer tax on property sales more than $1 million, generate approximately $160 million a year to fund homelessness programs in the city.
Winter in Chicago can be a death sentence for you if you're homeless, and your only crime is that you live in extreme poverty.
Organizers of today's event said that they are standing by if and when these tents are taken down to help the people living under here find another place to go. Reporting in Humboldt Park, Christine Flores, WGN News.
The Illinois Public Health Emergency Proclamation for COVID-19 will end on May 11th at the same time as the federal emergency. However, Governor Pritzker emphasized COVID has not disappeared, saying the virus is still a danger to people with compromised immune systems. He declared COVID as a public health emergency almost 3 years ago. Since then, Illinois residents have been able to receive a variety of benefits from vaccines to monetary aid.
After 4 years and over $1 billion, a major project at Terminal 5 is complete. We'll take you inside next. Then later.
Vaccines will become, or they are the replacement ultimately for
chemotherapy. One of the things that we're really trying to push is that structure really is one of the critical factors, and that put together a vaccine can be the difference between good and bad, effective or ineffective. A revolutionary breakthrough in cancer treatment may be right here in Chicago. WGN's Dina Bear has more on how scientists are working to develop a vaccine for cancer and how it's already showing promising results in clinical trials.
WGN Streaming is sponsored by Advocate Health. Schedule a quick care video visit 24/7.
Playoffs are here. You know what that means. You need a TV. And that's at savings on Sony's best-selling TVs all week long. Shop in-store, by phone, or online. To get this 65-inch smart TV for $698. This 75-inch TV is just $998. And this 85-inch 4K smart TV is now only $1,498. Free and home delivery, professional installation, and complete satisfaction. Shop at X. Pleasing people since 1936.
Clearview Cabinetry starts as a kitchen built for right now and grows with you as life changes. It's flexible by design, so you can go from doors to drawers for storage that works at every stage. Save big money on Clearview Cabinetry. Countertops are the center of a home with elegant to everyday options and easy installation that you can do yourself. Save big money on custom craft countertops and start your next project today, now, at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need a hot shower after a 6 mile fun run, we're here. When you need a warm blanket for your good boy, we're here. When it's tea time with all of your closest friends, we're here. At Nicor Gas, we have more than 2,100 employees working to deliver clean, safe, reliable, and affordable natural gas. So whatever you need, we're here for you.
Did you know that pain disease can start in your 20s? Over time, the pain and swelling can get worse. Our doctors can stop this progression. Call United Pain Centers at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Tomorrow morning from 4 to 10, all the news, and we'll have a wrap-up plus reaction to tonight's mayoral forum. Dean shares three different recipes using avocados to serve during the Super Bowl. And we're talking about the 8 rules of love with former monk-turned-best-selling self-help author Jay Shetty. Join us tomorrow, 4 to 10.
Because of you, that 5K is within reach. Because of you, they can play another game of fetch. And because of you, this superhero will have another chance to save the day. Because when you donate blood with Vitalant, you give others another chance at living. Vitalant blood donation. Because of you, life doesn't stop. Make your appointment today at Vitalant.org.
The Chicago Origin Story of Black History Month, Wednesday on WGN News at 9. This is Chicago's very own WGN News at 9.
An Illinois appellate court has upheld the temporary restraining order against the state's assault weapons ban. Judges in the state's 5th District ruled the lower court in Effingham acted appropriately in granting the emergency order. It comes after Illinois' Attorney General appealed the order to the appellate court. Justices did dissent with the lower court's ruling on 3 of the 4 counts, but did agree with the plaintiffs that the ban may violate the Constitution's Equal Protection Clause.
New York Republican Congressman George Santos temporarily stepping down from the House committees, 2 of them. Santos is leaving the Small Business Committee as well as the Science, Basic Technology Committee, saying in a statement he wants to focus on serving his constituents without distraction. Multiple investigations are ongoing over his personal and campaign finances, and lies about his resume and family background. Santos is facing numerous calls to resign.
The expansion of Terminal 5 at O'Hare Airport is now complete. The roughly 4-year project cost $1.3 billion. Mayor Lightfoot and the Department of Aviation celebrated the project today. It is now 25% larger with new gates, wide-open atrium, along with new food and shopping options. The new wing offers 10 gates, all of which can handle wide-body aircraft. The expansion makes way for the demolition of Terminal 2, which will be rebuilt as an international terminal.
Chicago remains one of only 5 cities to offer nonstop passenger service, get this folks, to all major inhabited regions of the world. Africa, Asia, Europe, North America, Oceania, and South America.
The expansion also includes expanded security checkpoints and customs facilities, as well as a more efficient baggage handling system.
Taking a look at our top stories next, including new details about the state troopers injured chasing a stolen car today.
Plus, we've got more highlights from tonight's WGN Chicago Mayoral Forum, what the candidates said about the economy and crime next.
Also, the deep freeze is loosening its grip, but there's another cool down coming before a big warm up. Tom Skilling's back at 10:15 with all the details and your full forecast.
Weather Bug of Chicago's very own WGN, sponsored by Insure on the Spot.
Insure on the Spot offers quality coverage for everyone with rates of only $49 a month.
We'll never be satisfied until you are. Thank you to our members for choosing Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois and helping us earn the J.D. Power Award for highest member satisfaction among commercial health plans in the Illinois-Indiana region. Technology is meant to make our lives better, especially when it makes them easier, happier, and healthier. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Illinois is committed to advancing experience for its members and communities. Enroll at bcbsil.com.
When it comes to reducing sugar in your family's diet,
the more choices, the better. That's why America's beverage companies are working together to deliver more great-tasting options with less sugar or no sugar at all.
In fact, today, nearly 60% of beverages sold contain zero sugar.
Different sizes? Check.
Clear calorie labels? Just check.
With so many options, it's easier than ever.
More choices, less sugar.
BalanceUS.org.
It's Window Nation's Home Show Savings Event. Time for us to help you increase equity in your biggest asset, your home. With inflation up, materials and energy costs on the rise, these once-in-a-year savings couldn't come at a better time. Get 0% interest for 60 months. Plus, get two windows for every two you buy. Save big on your energy bills. Increase your home's value, all without having to leave your home. We're bringing the Home Show Savings to you. Call today or go online to windownation.com/home show.
There will always be bumps in the road, but we got guts, America. We got power. We got the future. So let's drive on and make the future we want to come together. Today and claim one of thousands of new Ford trucks and SUVs on their way. Get a 2022 F-150 with 0% APR financing plus 1,000 bonus cash and 500 accessories cash. See your local Ford dealer.
Coming up tomorrow morning from 4 to 6, a slow warming trend begins. Morgan has your forecast and highlights from the Bulls Clippers game. Join us tomorrow morning from 4 to 6.
This is Chicago's very own WGN News at 10.
For fireworks at tonight's WGN Mayoral Forum, the candidates who want to be Chicago's chief executive squaring off over their plans for crime, taxes, and the economy.
Yeah, the forum was held at Steinmetz College Prep. WGN's Dana Remick joins us live with some of the highlights, Dana.
Forum lasted 90 minutes, and with nine candidates on stage, there was a lot covered. Each of them given a roughly 60 seconds to answer questions on a variety of topics. The first round of questions focused on the economy. Candidates asked how they would handle a potential recession and protect Chicago after companies like Boeing and Tyson have left the city. Cam Buckner responded saying that you can't have City Hall fighting with companies and pushing jobs out of the city, rinsing as well the Chicago Bears' potential move to Arlington Heights. Chuy Garcia said he would work with business leaders on green manufacturing and technology. Jamal Green would invest in small businesses and support new homeowner loans. And Paul Vallis said he would invest in the South and West Side by using profits from the cannabis and gaming industries. On the issue of crime, candidates asked three new things they would do to combat crime. All of them, except Lightfoot, said that they would replace Police Superintendent David Brown. And there was a fiery moment between community activist Jamal Green and businessman and philanthropist Willie Wilson, followed by how these candidates would enrich the learning experience of Chicago Public Schools children.
First, it is disgusting that we have a 70-plus-year-old man on this stage who is a sharecropper from down south who would get on TV and constantly double down on hunting people down like rabbits.
Well, I don't respond to kids.
It's astounding to me that this man keeps saying that what he wants is to take the handcuffs off the police
and allow them to hunt people down like rabbits. Let's not theorize about who we're talking about. Let's be specific. We're talking about black and brown boys.
I also talk about putting a social worker, a librarian, and a nurse in every single Chicago public school to make sure that our young people are able to benefit from that. And bringing forth a sustainable school model, bringing back trades and vocational learning in our schools, and making sure that we are giving our young people a holistic education so they can compete in the global economy.
Open the campuses through the dinner on weekends, over the holidays. I'm sorry, not all the campuses are open, and invite the community-based organizations to bring their programs in. Create universal work study in all the schools. Have every city agency, department, contractors, the unions who the city partners with create paid work study jobs for all the kids.
We have a plan that seeks to incentivize teachers. If our teachers aren't incentivized and they're leaving our city faster than police are, then we won't have good schools. We also need to bring trade back to the schools in a wholesome way so that our kids can be prepared for the jobs of the future, whether it's in the trades or in the tech industry. We need to engage our youth. There's no reason, K through 12, why we shouldn't have year-round after-school programming.
Other questions tonight focused on homelessness and corruption, the mayoral election coming up on February 28th. Live at Steinmetz College Prep in Belmont, Craig and Dana Revick, WGN News.
Thanks for the wrap-up, Dana. WGN is your local election headquarters. We'll have the latest on the Chicago's mayor race throughout all of our newscasts leading up to Election Day, February 28th. You can always read more at WGNTV.com and get breaking updates through our WGN News app. And developing tonight, a staff member at Theodore Roosevelt High School caught on camera in a physical altercation with a teenage student.
WGN's Rona Tumulty at the school and has a video of that incident and a story first saw on WGN. Good evening, guys. We are told a staff member here at Roosevelt told one of the students yesterday morning to leave the lunchroom. It's not clear why he asked him to do that, but what followed was caught on camera. Cameras were rolling Monday morning inside the lunchroom at Theodore Roosevelt High School as this altercation unfolded between a 14-year-old student and a member of staff. As others gathered around, yelled for it all to stop. The adult is then seen pulling the teen upright in the exit through a side door where the incident allegedly continues. The second video captured outside shows the student hunkered down on the ground with the adult standing over him. All of this were told leaving the 14-year-old with cuts and bruises. That student, we're told, is saying on social media that he'd been asked to leave the lunchroom, but that the staff member got upset after he reached for his book bag. According to the teen, he was then slammed to the ground, and when he tried to get up, that member of staff started choking him. We raised the issue of this incident yesterday with CPS, and today a letter was sent to parents, saying in part that an investigation has been initiated by the Office of Student Protections and Title IX. With respect to the staff member involved, that letter goes on to say this individual has been removed during the course of the investigation, and also adds that the family of the impacted student has been notified and supports are available to the student. To that letter that was sent out, the outcome of the OSP investigation will determine whether that staff member may or may not return to work here. We're in Albany Park, Rona Tumulty, WGN News.
New state troopers suffered minor injuries during a traffic stop this evening on Dan Ryan near 47th Street. Officials say the troopers spotted a black BMW matching the description of a car taken in an earlier carjacking. When they tried to stop the driver, that person took off but got blocked in traffic on the Dan Ryan. Troopers approached the BMW on foot, and that's when the driver swerved into them. They were not directly hit, but the driver took off again. The BMW was eventually spotted by CPD officers near Bronzeville, and they took a juvenile passenger into custody.
Chicago police investigating the death of an elderly woman whose body was found in a freezer. The 96-year-old discovered inside a freezer in a Portage Park garage last night. Police haven't released her identity, but neighbors we spoke to believe it's the building owner's mother. The building's residents say the owner is the only one who had access to that garage when the body was found. So far, no charges have been filed.
A person of interest now in custody in connection with an attempted abduction in North Suburban Glenview. A girl told police a man grabbed her after she got off the school bus yesterday afternoon near Milwaukee and Kennecott Lane. We said the girl defended herself by hitting the man, and he then ran to an SUV. We said the suspect was wearing yellow pants and a white beanie. No word yet on any charges. The girl was not physically hurt.
Village Highland Park gunman appearing in court to face a Lake County judge. Robert Cremo III is accused of killing 48 others during the 4th of July parade. Prosecutors presenting more than 10,000 pages of evidence in that case. Cremo's father and along with a handful of survivors. 23-year-old Cremo is due back in court in May. Funeral services held tomorrow in Memphis for Tyree Nichols. Vice President Kamala Harris expected to be at the service. Reverend Al Sharpton will deliver the eulogy, and civil rights attorney Ben Crump will share a call to action. Nichols killed 3 days after being beaten, died after a police stop. Five officers are facing murder charges now. Two more have been relieved of duty, and three EMTs have been fired. The Boulevard's senior pastor says the Nichols family wants the world to honor Nichols' life.
They've been seeking ways to highlight some of the precious memories they've shared with Tyree in life so people can get a chance to see more than the disturbing video. We want to allow the nation to see beautiful soul this was that we lost so tragically.
That church is expected to be filled to capacity as thousands come to remember the 29-year-old father. Services will be held tomorrow morning at 10:30 Chicago time.
Up next, for you, prosecutors in New Mexico have formally filed charges against actor Alec Baldwin. Details after the break.
First, a brief break in the bitter cold. Our killing is tracking more changes, too. Your full forecast next.